And good evening once again, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots across this republic and around the world. I bid you welcome this evening to another hour of The Flip Side. I'm your host for the evening, Jeffrey Bennett, as I will be for the rest of the week. At least that's the game plan. And you're listening to this hour live right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And for those of you who may not have found us, republicbroadcasting.org is where you can now hear the live stream, I'm told. I hope that's true. You guys might have an open mic in the studio. Let me know these things. This is another hour of The Flip Side right here on the first day of February 2007. I think tomorrow is Groundhog Day, isn't it? Something like that. Well, there's plenty of groundhogs in D.C., so unfortunately they all cast their shadows over us, so I guess that means a long, cold winter. You guys got an open mic in the studio. On top of all that nonsense, a couple quick things. Have not done this for a long, long time. Over at my website, if you could open up several different screens, federalobserver.com. I have a chat room open tonight. It's been quite some time since I've opened it. For those of you who are on the Internet listening, you can continue to listen to the stream. And you can come on over to federalobserver.com, click on the link over at the left that says Chat Live. Come on in. Sign in. Join the conversation. Be a part of the program. I don't very often take callers. And I've got quite a direction to go tonight to finish up our three-part series, The Real Story of the Money Control Over America. And as this is the first time the chat room has been open for, you know, almost a year, we may go through a little bit of touch and go with it. So do stay with us. See what happens here. Let's take a fast look at the markets today. We've got time before the break. Stock market did well again today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 52 points to end the day at another record, 12,673 points. The NASDAQ was up a little over 4.5 points, relatively lackluster. You know what? I don't even know why I waste my time giving those, because it's such a joke. The average person out there isn't making a tinker's dime off those markets. Gold up another $4 today, ending the day at $657.20. Silver at $13.65. Platinum up another $2 today to end the day at $11.86. Gold at one time, you know, they broke this 356 chart point, climbed to a 6.5-month high at one point in time earlier today at over $660 based on a lot of fund buying. That's F-U-N-D, not fun. And yet the International Monetary Fund has been told to sell gold and buy assets. Excuse me. Gold is an asset. Amazing grace. The program we're going to go on tonight, I shared with you this quote the other evening. If the American people ever allow banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Thomas Jefferson, I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Oh, yeah, Any Lennox. What the heck was that thing called? I don't know. I can't remember that song. Yeah. Sweet Dreams Were Made of This. Yeah, Sweet Dreams Were Made of Something. Welcome back. What we talked about the last couple of nights was this. What the title of this series is, The Real Story of the Money Control Over America. By the way, great to have some good folks in the chat room, including some old friends. Hippie Vickers back in the room. Been a long time, buddy. We've got Lop in the room, Mike, Gil in, I'm not sure what GY is, Gil in guy, but glad to have folks in. FederalObserver.com, link into the chat room, and sign in. Glad to have you part of the program in that respect. Gil says, thank God I can hear the station again. What we've spoken of in this subject matter, because I really must get through it tonight, I won't have enough to do a fourth night, talking about the conspiracy behind how this nation has come to the economic debacle that it's facing today. Tonight we're going to spend this particular segment of this program discussing the correct method of providing this thing we call a medium of exchange, or money, which is really needed by our people. It's needed by you. It's needed by me. Once again, we revert back to the constitutional way, where every citizen, in fact, was a stockholder. Good evening, Mojo, Sonar. Good to have you folks here. If we would have used the constitutional way of creating the money. And remember, we discussed two nights ago this whole business about creation. And I'm not talking about the begatting stuff, okay? Although our monetary system has kind of been begat today, if you catch my drift. If we would have used the constitutional way of creating the money needed in the nation, the federal Congress would spend most of its time and study on the issuance and control of an adequate supply of stable money for the people. If an increase of population and production required an increase in the medium of exchange, then Congress would authorize the coining, or maybe even the printing, of the determined amount. Some could be used to pay current legitimate expenses. Hey, I know who you are, Mojo. Of the federal government. The balance of the money would be paid directly to the citizens. Now, we're not going to get into this whole business about what's a citizen and what's this and what's that. William Tell. Records for payment would be similar to Social Security records, except that a citizen would be recorded at birth instead of when he first goes to work. Now, isn't that what they're doing now? They are, in fact, recording a citizen at the moment of birth. Each person on the records as the date of the congressional authorization would receive an equal amount, just as if he were a stockholder holding one share. Just think. A payment of only $20 to each citizen would put $4 billion of debt-free and interest-free money into circulation. Such a suggestion always scares the banksters, doesn't it? Their propagandists will immediately cry, printing press money, and they'll warn that it would soon be worthless and could cause inflation. And yet the truth is, it's what they're doing today that has caused inflation and created a worthless monetary system. Because their immense usury charges on their so-called created credit, in other words, our debt, is the sole cause of inflation. All prices on all industry and trade and labor must be raised periodically to pay the ever-increasing usury charges. That is the only cause of higher prices, my friends. That's the only cause of higher prices. And the money changers spend billions of dollars in propaganda to keep you from realizing that. The money creators, the bankers, the money changers, those that Christ threw from the temple, know that if we ever tried a constitutional issue of debt-free, interest-free currency, even a limited issue, the benefits would be apparent immediately. That they must prevent. You see, Abraham Lincoln was the last president to issue such debt-free and interest-free currency in 1863, and he was assassinated shortly thereafter. Oh, wait a minute. There was another president who had a secretary named Lincoln that exactly 100 years later issued a debt-free, interest-free currency in 1963, and he was also assassinated shortly thereafter. You see, under a constitutional system, no banks would be allowed to plunder. They would not exist to rob the people. Government banks, under the control of the people's representatives, would issue and control all money and credit. They would issue not only actual currency, but could lend limited credit at no interest for the purchase of capital goods, such as homes. $60,000 loan would require only a $60,000 repayment, not $256,000, as we shared with you the other evening. Everyone who supplied materials and labor for the home would get paid just as they do today, but the bankers would not get the $195,000 or $196,000 in usury. And that is why they ridicule and destroy anyone suggesting government money without interest and without debt. They ridicule the idea of gold or silver as a part of our monetary system. History, my friends, tells us of debt-free and interest-free money issued by governments. The American colonies did it in the 1700s. And their wealth soon rivaled that of England and brought restrictions from Parliament, which led to the Revolutionary War. As we mentioned earlier, Lincoln did it in 1863 to help finance the Civil War. He was later assassinated by an agent of the Rothschild Bank. No debt-free or interest-free money has been issued in America since then, other than that one short period of time during John Fitzgerald Kennedy's reign, his 1,000 days in office, Camelot, whatever. The Saracene Empire forbade interest on money for 1,000 years, and its wealth outshone even that of the Saxon Europe. Mandarin China issued its own money, interest-free, debt-free, and historians and collectors of art today consider those centuries to be China's greatest time of wealth and culture and peace. Germany issued debt-free and interest-free money from 1935 on, accounting for its startling rise from the Depression to a world power in just 5 years. Germany financed its entire government and war operation from 1935 to 1945 without gold, believe it or not, and without debt. And it took the whole capitalist and communist world to destroy the German power over Europe and bring Europe back under the heel of the banksters. Doesn't matter who wins the war or who loses, the bankers always win. And yet, do you realize that this kind of history, this three-minute history lesson I've just given you, does not even appear in the textbooks of public schools today, or should I say government schools? You see, issuing money which doesn't have to be paid back in interest leaves the money available to use in the exchange of goods and services, and its only continuing cost is replacement as the paper wears out. Money is the paper ticket by which such transfers are made and should always be in sufficient quantity to transfer all possible production of the nation to ultimate consumers. But the problem is with all of that. We currently are living in a system where our monetary system is counterfeit. It's fiat, or should we call it counter-fiat? It's ridiculous for a nation to say to its citizens, you must consume less because we are short of money. It's as stupid to say that as it would be for an airline to say our planes are flying, but we can't take you because we're short of tickets. Good evening, Tony. Why haven't the average Americans known of these things? Those of you who've turned into the alternative media, tuned into RBN, turned into the Flip Side with Robbie Noel and myself, are certainly aware of these things. What the author is sharing with us is an interesting option. Not necessarily the option I agree with, but it's certainly better than the one we're living under today. And so why hasn't the average American known of these things? I talked a moment ago about the so-called public schools. I'm talking about the public fool system, the governmentally controlled and mandated and dictated to public fool systems. For we are raising a lot of fools. We realize this small and necessarily incomplete commentary on money might be charged with oversimplification, my friends. Some might say that if it's that simple, the people would have known about it, and it could not have happened. But you see, this money lenders cons piracy, you might call it conspiracy, but it really is cons piracy, is as old as Babylon. And even in America, it dates far back before the year 1913. Actually, 1913 may be considered a year in which their previous plans came to fruition, and the way opened for complete economic conquest of we the people. Lost my place. Oh, there it is. And so you see, the cons piracy is old enough in America so that it's agents have been for many years in positions such as newspaper publishers, editors, columnists, church ministers, university presidents, professors, textbook writers, labor union leaders, movie makers, radio, TV commentators, and politicians, from school board members to U.S. presidents, and it goes on and on and on. Stay with us. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Someday, when I'm all alone. No, we're not going to start that stuff tonight. Come on, come on. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to The Flip Side. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. Having a lot of fun in the chat room tonight. Still got some little details to work out on it because I should have the ability to expand this out, but apparently some of the help functions are not working tonight. Robin threw this back up for me real quickly. We'll get it operational more and more over the next couple of days. For those of you who may have joined us late, what I'm talking about over at my own personal website, federalobserver.com. That's www.federalobserver.com. We have a chat link. We invite you to join it. Come on in, sign in, use a pseudonym, use your real name, whatever you want to do. I just ask that you keep it clean. Let's keep the attacks down and let's not waste our time with nonsense because there's far more important things to work about in this world. And everybody kind of comes in and has a good time. For those of you also who may have just kind of tripped across us, do earmark this particular website, republicbroadcasting.org. That is where you're going to find us from now on, and hope we're going to be here and continue to reach out to you each and every night, share this kind of information and more. By the way, this is what, Thursday night? Frosty Wooldridge coming up here in another 35 minutes or so. I may even tune in to do it. No, I've got to talk to somebody. I can't do that. Well, let's move forward. Uh-oh, you can't get him to call in? He's probably on the road pedaling his bike all over town. That would be good. That would be good. They were saying that it'd be nice if we get Frosty to call in. Maybe he's got a radio attached to his bike. I'll send him an email later and kind of ream him out. He's one of the columnists over at Federal Observer as well. Let's talk a little bit. Just before the break, we talked about a lot of the various people that are involved in this conspiracy. And so we're certainly aware of all that. And each and every one of these so-called agents, ladies and gentlemen, we know it. They control the information available to our people. Up, son of a gun. That's why Republic Broadcasting Network comes about, so that we can share with you information that's not controlled. But those people manipulate public opinion. They elect whom they will locally and nationally. They never expose the crooked money system, nor those who are behind it. They promote school bonds, municipal bonds, expensive and detrimental farm programs, urban renewal, foreign aid, regular aids, many other schemes, all of which are designed to put the people not only more into debt to the bankers, but to flat asleep. Thoughtful citizens wonder why billions and trillions of dollars are spent on a single program and billions on another, which may duplicate it or even nullify it, such as paying some farmers not to raise crops, when at the same time they build dams or canals to irrigate more farmland. Huh. Is it crazy or stupid? Neither one, to be honest with you. Because ultimately, you see, the goal is more debt. Thousands of government-sponsored ways to waste money go on continually. We talked about one of them last night, this amazing amount of money that was spent to, you know, put a training facility in to train Iraqi police, etc., with this massive swimming pool. And it's like, huh? A swimming pool in the middle of Iraq, and our people can't even use it? Ladies and gentlemen, none of these things make any sense to me. This takes us back to the $600 ashtrays and the $100 hammers and the multi-hundred-dollar toilet seats and Lord knows what of a decade ago that we were aware of. Very few of these things make sense. But for the most part, very little of it is ever exposed for what it really is. The builders of billions for the bankers and debts for the people. All done by these conspiracy elements. So-called economic experts write syndicated columns in hundreds of newspapers, craftily designed to prevent the people from learning the simple truth about our monetary system. Commentators on radio and television, preachers, educators, politicians, they all blame the people as wasteful and lazy or spendthrift, and they blame the workers and consumers for the increase in debt and the inflation of prices when they know the cause is the debt monetary system itself. Our people are literally drowned in charges and countercharges designed to confuse them and keep them from understanding the unconstitutional and evil money system. It is so efficiently and silently robbing the farmers, the workers, and the businessmen of the fruits of their labors and of their freedoms. Oh, no, it's a lot easier to pay it out to some illegals. I'm looking to hire illegals from the illegales, from Nogales. I'm going to Home Depot, see if I get a job. Maybe I can pour some concrete today. Don't hire Americans. Put them in debt. Put them out of work. Put them out of their misery. But just line the pockets to the bankers. Line the pockets of the banksters. Oy vey. And when a few patriotic people or organizations who know the truth begin to expose these evil people or try to stop any of their mad schemes, we are ridiculed and smeared as right-wing extremists, super patriots, ultra-rightists, bigots, racists. Oh, that's my favorite one. Even fascists and, oh, anti-Semites. Play they. I got nothing against Arabs. What are you talking about? Any name is used which will cause us to shut up or will at least stop other people from listening to our warnings that we are giving. Articles and books, it's programs such as the one you're listening to right now. It's kept out of the schools, the libraries, the bookstores, and kept off the airwaves. Stay with me. I'll be back on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back. We're on the downside of the hour. Thanks for joining us here on the flip side. Chat room's actually not doing badly. Actually doing better tonight than I thought for the first time open in over a year. www.federalobserver.com. Click on the link for chat live, I think is what it says, over on the left-hand side. Come on, sign in and join us. A couple of guys have come in the back door. Ah, there it's showing up. And, you know, it's a beta test night. So, you know, we're going through a couple of refresher things. The webmaster was in doing some tests, and we'll go see what happens here. One of the guys are asking, hey, Jeff, do you sell $20 liberties? Yes, I do, and you will be hard-pressed to beat our prices anywhere in the country. So certainly if gold is in your offering, do give us a call at Republic Trading Group. Either Robbie Noel or myself will be more than happy to work with you. 1-800-691-7898. By the way, we temporarily have a new slot. The Republic Trading Group website can be located at www.eaglesup.com. www.eaglesup.com. We've had to kind of bring that up a little bit and get things going. So, hey, do join us. Do stay with us here. We're talking a little bit to the end about how the manipulation of by media, by television, by newspaper, by you know, Hollywood people, etc., how they like to, in effect, literally trash those of us who think the way we do, who talk the way we do amongst each other. Some of us who are especially vocal in our exposure of the treason against our people are certainly harassed by government agencies such as the EPA and OSHA, the IRS and the FEMA and the Homeland Security and all the rest of it. It causes many of our people and our friends financial loss, bankruptcy, loss of lives in many instances. Using the kind of methods we discussed before the break, people have been completely successful in preventing most Americans from learning the things that we talk about here on these programs at Republic Broadcasting Network. Gumbo Joe wants to know if I like cheese. Primarily Swiss cheese, thank you very much. But in spite of all the control of information, a lot of people realize that citizens are learning the truth. And therefore, to prevent violence or armed resistance to their plunder of America, you know the ones I'm talking about, the conspiracies. They plan to register all firearms. That's what they've been trying for a lot of years. They want to disarm us. They want to bankrupt us. They want to destroy us. One of the things they want to do is ultimately eliminate guns. They certainly want to force the registration issue so they know where to get it when they want them. They don't like former military having ownership of guns because we know how to use them and ain't afeared to do so. And so amongst our goals is to tell the people. Russo's doing it with his film, Freedom to Fascism. There's no two ways about it. The almost hidden conspirators in politics, religion, education, entertainment, and the news media are working for the banker-owned United States and a banker-owned world under a banker-owned world government. Can you say oy vey? Come on, give me an oy vey. Love of country, compassion for your race, and concern for your children should make you deeply interested in all of this, ladies and gentlemen. It's America's greatest problem, for our generation has not suffered under the yoke as the coming generations will. And if you think we are suffering, wait for the suffering of your children, your grandchildren. Usury and taxes are going to continue to take a larger and larger part of our annual earnings of the people and put them into the pockets of the banksters and their political agents. Their political agents? The ones you've elected to office. Cat world. Yeehaw. Think about it. There's nothing here that I'm telling many of you that's shocking. Oh, maybe if you're someone who's tuned into this type of programming for the very first time in your life because you've been shacking up with Rip Van Winkle for the last 40 years, then maybe. Then maybe. This is shocking discussion to you. We're going to have increased government regulations, and actually since the original time that this manuscript was written, which probably was 10 to 15 years ago, we've had Homeland Security hoisted upon us and the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and the continual stripping of our rights and our freedoms in this nation. The Papist Police. And increasing government regulations are going to prevent citizen protest and opposition to their control. Is it possible that our grandchildren will own neither home nor car, but will live in the government-owned apartments and ride to work in the government-owned buses, both of which will be paying usury to the bankers, and maybe they will be allowed to keep just enough of their earnings to purchase the minimum of food and clothing, all while our rulers wallow in luxury. In Asia, in Eastern Europe, it is called communism. In America, it's called democracy and capitalism, and they want to give it to Iraq. Give me an oy vey. No, don't do that, Mr. Producer. Ladies and gentlemen, America will not shake off her banker-controlled dictatorship as long as the people remain ignorant of the hidden controllers, international financiers who control most of the governments of the nations and most sources of information seem to have us completely within their grasp. Lop wants to know, what's the mission of this program? Stick around. You'll learn. These people are afraid of only one thing. No, I don't mean you and I. I'm talking about the banksters. The banksters are afraid of only one thing, an awakened patriotic citizenry armed with the truth, armed to the teeth, and with a trust in the Almighty God for deliverance. I hope some of what we've shared with you this past three nights has helped to give some of you a little bit of truth about the iniquitous system. What you do with this information, as in the words of divine providence. Proverbs 29:25 stated, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." I extend a rare prayer on my program tonight to each and every one of you, and to America in general. May Jesus Christ both enlighten and have mercy on America. And if some of you listeners tonight happen to be Muslim or Hindu or Jewish or Hebrew or whatever, and you are offended by my reference to Jesus Christ, tough. That's my belief. You can worship Buddha. You can worship Osama. I don't care. Let me share with you some economics. A gentleman in the chat room asked a question that I will see if I can. He says, what is the mission of this program? I'm assuming he's listening. I will attempt to answer it. This hour is predominantly brought to our listeners by the financial arm of Republic Broadcasting Network, a gold and silver trading outlet called Republic Trading Group. Now, many nights in this time slot, you're going to hear me going on the air giving a very specific offer for particular gold coins or silver or packages or mixtures or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm not doing that tonight. Many of you know the basics of economics. What we've talked about is the creation of money. All I know is that over 100 years ago, we had a constitutional system that created real money, coins that held gold and silver, coins that have still maintained their value, maintained their purchasing power over the years. You've heard the commercial we've run on the network here for a long, long time. The commercial talks about in 1972, you could have bought a brand new house for, you know, $40,000 house for, what, 1,000 gold coins. Here we sit, a $400,000 house today costs the same 1,000 gold coins. That's not true. I've shared this a long time. A little bit over 600 gold coins. You had almost 400 coins left. That's the long-term power of gold. Let's talk about why. Let's have a little brief. But to finish answering Lop's question, the mission, the purpose of this program, as with programs I've done for nearly a dozen years, I'm here to be a teacher. I will go back in history upon occasion. I like to do it. It's more interesting than the present day, that's for darn sure. It's when men were men and women were women, and they didn't necessarily cross-dress or anything else, although I'm sure some of that went on. It is to teach. It's to raise a different awareness, a different way of thinking, to challenge you to think outside the box. That's amongst the missions of this program, Lop. We may discuss Zionism. We may discuss at some nights the banks or Hollywood or the entertainment or the media who's controlled by a certain faction of people, who many of whom happen to be of a particular persuasion, should we call it? Spiritual, religious, ethnicity, or otherwise, doesn't make a lot of difference to me. My good friend Bill O'Brien, who many of you know of, not only through the work that I've done with Bill over the years, discussing the prison systems in America and how it's turned into probably one of the most successful businesses in America at the expense of a lot of poor suckers that are stuck behind bars for a lot of years, many of whom deserve to be there, some don't. Welcome to America. Bill sent me a piece a few days ago that I found quite interesting. I'm going to share it with you. He's talking about the year 1960. I was 12 years old. I bought my first gold coin in 1960. An old German 20 mark piece. Prussian. Now, Prussia was a German state. Beautiful pieces. I come across them once in a while. We put them into the portfolios of many of our clients. But here's some other things that were going on in 1960, things that were and never will be again. And you take these numbers and you begin to think about the laws of economics. 1960, my mother, 2 years prior to that, had bought a brand new home, wood floors, had a crawl space. She didn't want to spend the extra $2,000 for a basement, $2,000 for a basement, and she couldn't afford it. So she buys this house for $22,500. It's got one, two, three bedrooms in it, wooden floors, a single bathroom, real nice kitchen eating area, not really a dining room per se. Nice piece of land on it. What else was going on in 1960? A box seat cost $3. A brand new automobile, a mid-sized brand new automobile, was $1,400 in 1960. A Volkswagen Bug was a couple of $100 less, but within 3 years would be worth more. Price of gas, 27 cents a gallon, and that was for something we used to call Ethel. Now that's dating me, ain't it? My buddy Bill calls it high test. Pittsburgh Pirates were the world champions. Now the banksters are the biggest pirates, and they're the champions. But after discussing all of this, one has to understand that at that time, an ounce of gold bought several weeks' worth of groceries for a family of four. It paid the mortgage for the month, or it covered the utilities for 3 months. One thing at least remains the same all these years later. What are we talking about? 47 years later, one thing has remained constant. In a world of constant change, that ounce of gold will still buy a few weeks' worth of groceries for a family of four. It'll pay the mortgage in many instances. Well, I'm not sure about that. It might pay the rent on a studio apartment because most people are mortgaged to the hilt. It'll certainly pay utilities for several months. I guess you can still count on gold to be somewhat stable, huh? I hope that this series has been enlightening to some of you. I probably could have completed this in a two-night series if I would have moved along and didn't get involved with sidetracks and some of the voices and the accents that I do, but that's what a lot of folks know me for. And you know what? It tends to change up the delivery a little bit. It gets people thinking about things in slightly different terms. It gets them to maybe sit up and take notice and pay a little bit more attention to what's being discussed. I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to teach. I'm here to share concepts with you, ideas. From that point on, you go out and begin to make your own decisions. Maybe once in a while we do some things that will have a very marked impact on your lives. The series was entitled The Real Story of the Money Control Over America, written by one Sheldon Emery. Now, if you're interested in reading Emery's unedited, unexpurgated, and edition, and blah, 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 with all my extra stuff, shoot me out an email. Except I'm not sure what email to send out right now. Send the email to Jeff, J-E-F-F, at federalobserver.com. And just request Story of Money. I'll send it back over to you. It's well worth the read. I don't know if we've got archives up yet. I don't know if in a couple of days the archives of this program and the previous two nights will be ready to go. But, you know, it's an interesting way of looking at it. You might be able to get some people to listen to this. But you know what? Even if you don't, what I want you to do, if any of this monetary discussion has been of interest to you, I want you to get a hold of the Republic Broadcasting Network. and do it tomorrow. And unfortunately, this is going to be horrible. I don't have the phone number directly in front of me right now because of my screen situation. I will have all this garbage up tomorrow and various different things I need, but the reality is I want you to get a hold of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I want you to place an order for Aaron Russo's film. You've got to do it, because it's the kind of thing you need to put in front of people. Freedom to fascism. Make the call. Order one of them. Order 10 of them. Start handing them out. I'll be back with you some closing comments. Stick around, will you?
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, my friends. Final moments to the flip side for Thursday evening. Once again, a couple things to do. You want to contact RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Make sure you order one or a multitude of copies of Aaron Russo's Freedom of Fascism. I thought a long time ago it would be beneficial for people to buy 10, 20 copies. Enclose a little test. see what they got out of it, make it available for next to nothing. We'll put that note in it and invite each other person that looks at it to contact Republic Broadcasting Network and buy 10 or 20 and do the same thing. This is the way a film like this gets out, but it talks about the truth of economics. I think you'll find it worthwhile if you've not seen the film. You know what? For the maiden voyage in a function I have not done on the air for over a year, the chat room has done actually quite well. It is a maiden voyage. It's a beta test tonight. A couple things we had to kind of clean up and take care of. Had some good old friends in the room. Boy Solomon, Cat World, great to see him in the room. JB, Hippie Biker. I think I know who Mojo is. William Tell was in for a while. How are you guys doing up there? My friend Tony from Chicago, I think, is in the room with us tonight. Good to have you guys here. And each and every night that the good Lord sees fit to keep me on the air, well, we'll invite you to come on in the chat room, and hopefully there's no technical difficulties. Republic Broadcasting Network moves forward. We don't let a little poison water get us down, do you? That's what they'd like, for us to just lay down and go away. Ain't going nowhere. No how. I'm scheduled to be with you through tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I've got to get with the network guys a little later and figure out if there's anything we can do. I have a family function that's come up that is imperative I be involved with. So, Mr. Producer, a little bit later this evening, when time allows, let's get together and see if there's something we can do. I don't know what you've got for archives for this week. If you've got anything out there from either Tuesday or Wednesday night, I like Tuesday night. Man, I was on a roll. I was on a pulpit. I was banging it out. If you happen to have that, it'd be neat if we could rebroadcast that tomorrow night. Hey, thanks much. We'll do that. Anyway, so I'll either see you tomorrow night or I won't, folks. It's, you got about a minute left to go here. But thanks to all of you for joining us in the chat room. And we're going to be doing some major updating to the Federal Observer later tonight. I've not been able to touch it in a week. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Mark it in your books. Share it with your friends. Those of us who might have been missing broadcasts from RBN this week, let them know. That's where we can find us. You want to go to the Republic Trading Group website to keep up on the financial news that Robbie's cranking up there. You want to go over, for the time being, eaglesup.com. That's EAGLESUP.com. And go on over there. And so we'll see it. Hey, good Lord brings us together again. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Thanks for letting me into your hearts, your homes, your automobiles, or in behind prison bars. I don't know which. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.